It is commencement season at the University of Miami. Graduating senior Natalie Diala addressed students last week, telling them to lean on their fellow U of M Hurricanes, or Canes, if and when things in the real world don't go as planned.
Although this time it won't be over a pitcher at the Rats, I'm still confident your fellow Canes will remind you of your awesomeness, remind you of how the same changes you feared molded your legacy. They will urge you not to worry because it always seems to work out in the end. Trust me, you're going to be all right. You're young, you're resilient, and your future is so bright. I mean, you graduated from the University of Miami.
Well, it turns out that graduating college seniors this year have something else to cheer about. They will see the highest average base pay in a decade. Here to tell us more is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. And Jill, are you wearing your graduation cap as you talk to us right now?
I am, and I will throw it in the air when I am through. And, you know, it's funny because I'm going up to my alma mater for a reunion, and it is really awesome news because we found out, again, from that Korn Ferry survey, we see starting salaries up 3% from a year ago, $49,785. That was like a really sweet surprise.
Right out of college.
Right out of college. And you know what's kind of cool? When you look at that number and you adjust it for inflation, it's actually 14% higher than it was a decade ago, and that was before the start of the recession. So I think this is great news for these younger millennials who are graduating.
Who can get jobs? I mean, since the recession, we've been talking about the fact that it's been difficult for some young people to come in and get jobs the way that they used to be able to. How well do college seniors typically do at getting jobs right out of college?
Well, I mean, look, it has been very hard, the climb back up, because, of course, 5 years ago, you were competing with all these incredibly tenured professionals who had lost their jobs during the recession. But the labor market has tightened up, and that's really good news. Of course, the reality is that we see those STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and math, they do garner the best starting salaries. And again, this is right out of college with a software developer earning $65,000. At the other end of the spectrum, of course, there are areas that are lagging, like a customer service rep, $35,000. So there's a wide divergence. I think the good news is that as the market continues to tighten, we see younger people being able to move up that food chain.
Jill, I know you've been looking into some financial tips for people graduating right now. What should they be thinking about?
Well, I mean, the sort of boring old certified financial planner in me wants to remind you that, you know, you've got this thing called debt that's out there. And 70% of these graduates are going to have some amount of education debt. So to start that process, whether you have debt or not, frankly, just be sure you know what's coming in and going out. That's called a cash flow. It's not a budget. I'm not going to tell you what to eat and what not to eat. But just, you know, a bank app or maybe Mint, or you need a budget. Those are great apps. You also want to build your first balance sheet, what you own, probably not a lot when you come out of college, what you owe, maybe a lot. But the reason why we like to get people into this process is it's habit forming, and that's what we want. Don't forget, check your credit, annualcreditreport.com.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thanks as always.
Take care.